your community. We're on the front lines supporting essential personnel, first responders, law enforcement, and medical professionals, delivering food, supplies, and medicine, keeping communities safe, making a difference. During emergencies, we're always ready, always there. Learn more about part-time service in the Army National Guard at nationalguard.com.
Sponsored by the North Dakota Army National Guard. Aired by the North Dakota Broadcasters Association at this station.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock, good morning. That American Farmer soundtrack. You know where we're going with this. Talking with our friends from Wilkins Soil and Water. Kim Melton in studio this morning. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
You are one busy person.
Yeah, you know, it seems like it's that time of year.
Unbelievable. We were just talking schedules and everything that you guys have going on over there. And between the grants and between events going on. And next month, of course, I'm jacked up for this because I get to go out there and visit with you and everybody else. Tell us about demonstration site and the field day and everything else coming up next
month. Yeah, this one's exciting for me. I personally really enjoy this day. I think it's because we have so much good information to share. And this site was really something that we asked for support from our ag lenders or ag businesses in the area, and they all gave it to us. And we were able to put this budget together and have this demonstration site to showcase what these different tillage treatments would look like in our clay loam soils here in the valley. And so bringing this together, it all folded in so nice. And then bringing in this team, we've got MDA, so Minnesota Department of Ag, Yaba Kiersgaard. He's a research scientist, and so he'll be talking about what's going on with our soil moisture in the profile. So we have sensors that we've placed in the soil, and they take a reading every 3 hours all year round. And so he's going to come in and say, you know what, in each of these six plots, because we have no-till, strip-till, and conventional till, and then each plot is then divided in half with cover crop versus no cover crop. And so in each plot, there would be six of them, he's got these soil sensors at 12 and 14 inch depths. And so he's seeing, you know, what's our moisture doing in our soil profile and how are these tillage treatments affecting that? And so he'll be sharing the story on the soil moisture.
He's a great interview too. I love talking with him because he has a way of spelling it out where even I can understand.
Super nice guy. And really I've worked with him for about 5 years now on various projects throughout the county. We've got a new one wrapping up that we're starting to get together down south, and we'll see where that one goes. But he's a super nice guy, and he's very involved, busy, mm-hmm. hard to get a hold of, because he's very good at what he does.
Very good.
So we're always excited when he can fit us into his schedule. Then the new this year, we have Stephanie McLean. She is new to the state of Minnesota for the soil health specialist, and she's going to come down and jump in our soils pit. And I love having a soils pit because I think a lot of times we walk on the earth and we don't think about what's under our feet. And same with farming, you're looking at your crop and you're seeing what's growing on top, but you're not really thinking about like what's going on down under the soil. And so we dig this pit out. Vance Johnson does it. He's our operator. And then she'll jump down and go down about 4 feet, and she'll show, you know, hey, this is what we're looking at, and look at how this is laying in here in these soil structures and these soil profiles. And so she just gives us a really cool view of what is going on in the soil. And so I'm excited to have her because we haven't had her speak before. So
well, that pit's an attraction in itself. I mean, I love going over there and looking at it because it's like, wow, and you don't think about it.
Yeah.
You know, what's actually underneath our feet.
Right.
So, and what is the cost for this for people to get in?
This is free.
Absolutely free, yeah. Folks. So you can't beat the price.
Yeah. And it's just full of data. Last year was our sugar beet year. So I think this year will be really popular.
Right.
Because we're presenting on the data from our previous year of sugar beets. So we only have one field day. We only have one day that we get together and we really explain everything that's going on. And then these professionals that are analyzing the data, they're going to be there. And they're going to be there talking about it. So if you want to come and learn and then ask, well, why? Why would that trend be there? Or what are you seeing over here? Mm-hmm. This is your day to come and pick their brain and say, you know, what are you seeing? And do you have a reason for it? Or, you know, what are we expecting to see maybe in the next couple years?
And it's July, so we've always a pretty good chance we're going to have good weather for this, too.
We've been so lucky, right? Knock on wood, that we always put that tent up, mm-hmm. just in case it's rainy or too windy. We've been so fortunate to have just nice weather.
And your turnouts have been good, too. I mean, you definitely build this. They definitely come.
Yeah, we ask when they sign in for their name and zip code, and then we look at it. And we've got tri-state regions. We've got Thief River Falls. We've got people coming up from down at, in South Dakota and Minneapolis, Wilmer area. So we're usually about 75 people that come to this every year.
And just taking in good information.
Yeah, and that's what this is. You know, it's not research. We're just analyzing, you know, what's happening as we transition this soil that's been 40-plus years of conventional tillage to these different tillage treatments and seeing how the soil handles it, how it's shaping up. And then in the afternoon, we're adding demos. So we've got the Soil Warrior bringing in their machine, and we've planted a cover crop plot in our demo site. And so we're going to hook that thing up. We're going to start the tractor, and we're going to drag it through the ground real nice and slow so people can walk around and check it out and see what it does and how it works in the cover crop, because that's something we do in the fall. And people aren't able to come watch that, which we advertise the date. Typically, we're going to do the strip tilling, but that's something that you want to show people. Hey, you know, they've asked us before, can we hook that thing up and get it going? And I'm just like, you know what? Let's do it.
Sure.
So, that's going to be new to this year, too. So
we're going to be there broadcasting live, too. I'm going to be out there from 10 until 2. And it's so great because there's so many interesting people out there. And they're all passionate about what they do, number one. So that comes through. And they all know what they're talking about. And again, good at spelling it out. You know?
Yes. Yeah, they are. NRCS brings a lot to this table. And I think that's what between Vance and NRCS are the two agencies that put a lot of time and work into this site. And so, yeah, they really make it happen. And I'm thankful we got a good team.
Kim, anything else you want to add before we wrap it up?
I think I'm good, Bill. Come join us.
Other than
July
get
12th.
That on your calendar,
that's
July
right.
12th. We're going to be there, too. So.
Yep.
Looking forward to it. Kim, always great to have you in.
Thanks, Bill.
You bet. Talking Wilkin Soil and Water. We do this the first Tuesday of every month here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
I can make a living out of